Hey there, I am Parag Doshi, CTO of M3, and today I am excited about M3 Minutes, where you'll learn something every minute of this session. And I'm here with John Land of AvidXchange, and today we're going to be talking about how you can streamline your financial operations with the unique combination of M3's accounting system with AvidXchange payments. We have a lot to cover, but before we do that, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, John?
All right. So first, my name is John Land. I've been working at AvidXchange for a little over 13 years now. I started at Avid way back when. I was an individual contributor, then moved on into managing sales teams, and then now I'm senior director of sales. So I manage and oversee all of our real estate and our hospitality verticals.
In fact, let's talk a little bit more about hospitality and different hotel situations. You ready to have some fun, John?
Absolutely. I've had my eye on this whole thing. Like, all right, let's see what they think of my answers.
Okay. Let's do this. Okay. So I'm going to give you some prompts, and your answer will just be check in or check out of each one of these hotelier concepts, if you will. Okay. So let's start with turn down service.
Check in.
Very good. Keyless entry.
Check in.
Love it. Spending time on guest experience.
Check in. Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's what hospitality is about, isn't it?
You want to make them feel welcome. You want people to want to be there and be excited about being there and kind of feel like it makes it special. You go check in a hotel and the staff is attentive to your needs. They're just, right. It's the little things that make the difference.
Absolutely.
Every hotel is a place to stay, but you know, the ones that have the little things that make it special and make your stay special is what's going to make you want to go back to it.
Yeah, that's what divides us, right? That we got to always remember, M3 and Avid, that's what we think about, right? How about this? Lobby grab and go.
I don't know. I mean, maybe check out on that.
Check out on that one?
I mean,
you don't use that?
I don't know. It's been sitting there. Who knows? Whatever.
I'm not
excited about it. No.
Okay, how about this one? Staycations.
I would check into that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times. So for me, I travel a lot for AvidXchange. So I'm on the road probably almost every single week. I'm traveling, going, visiting somewhere. My wife as well also has a job that takes her on the road a lot too. And sometimes it's kind of nice to have a local hotel that's, you know, pretty fancy and fun and enjoyable. And you can kind of get away from things without having to like travel too far to do it.
How about this? Bringing pets on vacation.
I'm probably going to check out of that.
You're going to check out.
Yeah, because we have a dog. And the dog, if we had to bring that pet, or that dog, now the dog's really good. Roxanne is a good dog. Okay, so don't think I'm bashing on Roxanne. But the Roxanne's just another obstacle to, you know, maybe what we're looking to do.
Right.
So we have to manage Roxanne while we're there too. So when we end up going on trips or vacations or staycations or whatever, Roxanne goes to a dog daycare center.
Oh, cool.
She really likes.
I understand. I have three Roxannes. They're called human beings. So
I got a couple of those too.
You got a couple of those.
Yeah, I got two. Okay. I got two girls as well.
Okay, so I feel that too. How about this one? Automating your accounts payable.
Oh, check in for sure.
Of course.
Why would you not do that?
Exactly. I don't even want to think about that. Right. Manual data entry.
No, check out.
Oh God, who would want that?
For the birds.
How about this? Paperless invoicing and payments.
Yeah, you got to check into that. If you're going to check into AP automation, you're checking into the paperless invoicing.
I didn't know there was any other kind.
I don't know what else there is.
All right. So let's talk about a payment processing. Okay. You know, there's very complex manual processes, getting all your payments out. You have so many different vendors. And one of the things that I've appreciated with Avid is your vast network. So let's talk about, you know, today, time is money. It's got to be very fast paced, and it's very important that all of us stay competitive. Our customers are competitive, they get their payments out, and automation is really key, and having a vast network is unbelievably important. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about how Avid fits in there?
Yeah, so AvidXchange, how we really get into that question is, as far as the payments are concerned, what are we giving them the opportunity to do is be able to, just inside of M3, just hit a button, and hit the send to Avid Pay button, and then we're going to facilitate the payments to the vendors. Now, where this gets really cool and unique is AvidXchange has the largest payment network in the country. So we have nearly 500 people at AvidXchange that do nothing other than help maintain, build, and facilitate that payments network. So we're calling vendors, we're reaching out to vendors. And we're, you know, making sure that those vendors are getting the payments the way that they want to get them. You have to have people at this stage in the game actually doing stuff. There needs to be, just like the hotel, increasing that wonderful customer experience by having, you know, folks be attentive to what the customer wants. We're going to have to call them. We're going to have to call these vendors and find out, how would you like to receive this payment? Do you want to receive it electronically? If you do want to receive it electronically, how do you want to receive it? You know, do you have different criteria around how you want to receive that payment electronically? Do you want to receive it through a virtual card? Do you want to receive it through our payments network? Or do you just want a regular old-fashioned check? And so we reach out and find out how they want to receive those payments, and then we capture that information, and then we facilitate them. So when the M3 customer clicks that button to send to AvidPay, we're facilitating all those payments to the vendors ever how they've already selected to be paid. So there's not a lot of lag time. We're able to get the vendors paid as quickly as possible, and we make it super simple on our M3 customer because they just clicked a button.
So I see all this automation, but in reality, you handle all the hard stuff. You give the vendors the choice, you give the payer the choice, you allow a lot of flexibility. Whether it's the old ways of doing things or this thing called the internet, we got both options here. Many different payments.
Computers are not a fad. They're here to stay.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay,
and, and the vendors can actually change how they want to be paid too. So that's one of the things that makes us unique, because you know, sometimes people will get enrolled in a payment method and they don't necessarily want to be paid that way all the time for every single payment.
Wow, I have a good appreciation of this. I never really worried about this. I just got an M3 and say pay.
You don't have to worry about it, but we have over I think it's right around 1.4 million vendors that are in that network today.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys take care of that stuff for us. Now, let's talk about simplifying payment workflows. You know, there's a lot of best practices around streamlining accounts payable. Why don't you, John, you know, tell us, how does AvidXchange streamline the accounts payable process?
So as far as the payment workflow is concerned, it depends on, obviously, the customer and what they need. But we give technology and opportunities for folks to have, we'll call it electronic check signing. It's just for kind of lack of a better term. But we give you an opportunity to have stepped workflows in the payments process, because there's a lot of scenarios where, they'll approve the invoice in through that electronic invoice approval process, and it'll get fed into M3. But they still want to have a couple of sets of eyes go on maybe a larger payment that goes out the door. So what we'll do is we'll allow for different workflow steps. So if it's like, let's say it's over $30,000, just as an example, then it can go to, you know, the back to the general manager. General manager put their eyes on it. Then it can go to whoever else. And then, but then after it's been fully approved again, then the payment will go out the door.
Yeah, and can I do this remotely? You know, like executives especially, we travel around a lot.
Absolutely.
Can I do remotely?
Absolutely. About that? You can grant access to whoever you need to be able to have them from your phone, iPad, laptop, PC, whatever. Anywhere have access to the internet, they'll have access to AvidXchange so they can facilitate the payments wherever they want.
All right. Well, let's talk about enhancing financial control and transparency. You know, one of the biggest concerns for hotel finance is maintaining that control and that transparency we just talked about. How does automation help with that?
So a lot of folks will hesitate to get into automation because they have this feeling that it's taking away their control, where in all reality, they're gaining control. Because if you have a scenario play out where, or like take a paper process, okay? The paper's in control. I know that sounds silly, but if this is an invoice and it gets thrown in the garbage by a mistake, what are you gonna do? You have no control of this paper, it's gone.
Right.
And now the invoice is gone, but the service still needs to have been paid for. So automating the process, capturing that invoice on the front end, feeding it through those electronic workflows, and the same goes true with the payment as well. So being able to facilitate and make that payment electronically or through AvidXchange, we're tracking it, we're monitoring it, we're making sure that the vendor received it. And that's one of the things we timestamp everything. So we make sure that vendor received the payment. So if that payment went out the door and it's been 14 days and no one's either cashed that check like we talked about, or the electronic payment hasn't been received, we call the vendor, make sure, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Vendor, we sent you a payment. What happened? Did you get it? Was it damaged? Do we need to reissue it? Was it wrong? Was there an issue with it? What's going on to make sure that those payments are going through?
A lot of us don't think about payments too much, right? Because you're handling all that heavy lifting. But one of the things that's really good about what you guys do is, you know, fraud, right?
Yeah.
You gotta worry about fraud. Things go in the wrong places.
Tell
me about how you help there.
So we do a lot with frauds. You go back to the paper process. When you write a check, you're giving the crook all the information they possibly need to steal money from you. You don't need to give them anything else. They got it all. They got your address. They got your bank account number. They got the routing number. They got your signature. They got everything. So, and they've got also a copy of an instrument that they can replicate to go ahead and get more.
Right.
And if you have checks, and people can steal checks and all that kind of stuff. So the one thing that actually does a lot more protection against fraud for our customer than anything else is just the way that the product's intrinsically set up. So the way that the product is set up is when you hit send to AvidPay inside of M3, we are going to individually ACH each one of those payments out of whatever bank account M3's told us to pull it from, okay? And then all those payments are going to go over into what's called a money service business account.
Okay.
And then we facilitate those payments to the vendors in whatever format they want. Now, where this benefits the hotelier is the fact that they're now walled off from all of that fraud that could take place outside if they were to send their own checks or their own payments outside of AvidXchange, because AvidXchange is going to deal with all the fraud. So if we do have to send a check, it's got a different banking account and routing number on it, as well as different signatures. All that stuff is different than what theirs is. So somebody's not going to be able to go back in and steal money from their actual accounts.
So John, let's talk about cash flow.
Okay.
That's absolutely critical for hoteliers. You know, we have so many transactions every day. We've got to manage our cash flow. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how do automated payments improve the management of our cash?
So it gives you the opportunity to, you know, manage the funds coming in and out of your account a lot easier. Okay. So like I said earlier, when you select those payments inside of M3, right, and you hit send to AvidPay, we're going to individually ACH each one of those payments.
Right.
So the money's going to come out of the accounts, okay? And then it's going to, and then we're going to facilitate it. So you're going to be able to manage your funds. You're not going to be in a scenario where maybe you have $100,000 of payments that are just kind of sitting out there that you're having to keep your eye on, mm-hmm, but the money's still in your account, but checks haven't been cashed yet.
Right.
So you have a scenario where you could, if you weren't on top of it enough, mm-hmm, that you could overdraft that checking account.
That's
because
right,
you've continued to write checks because you see the balance in there.
That's right.
And you're going to be able to hold on to your money longer and then keep it in those accounts longer and then facilitate the payments when you, when you're ready to pay them.
That's
so
right,
like the bank reconciliation process, mm-hmm, will become remarkably easier when you automate the payments piece, because you're not having to reconcile every single one of these payments that goes out the door, making sure that the vendor got it and cashed it and all that kind of stuff. You're not having to do all of that.
Right. Well, let's talk about operational efficiency.
Okay.
Time savings. You know, time's very important. And, you know, for hoteliers, right, any manual tasks we can cut down, that really helps us. So tell me about how AvidXchange can improve my efficiency and save hoteliers time.
Absolutely. So when you think about a hotelier in the grand scheme of things, and a hotel, they are open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They're always open. No matter if you're checking in at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's somebody there.
Always.
If you're, you know, any day of the week, any day of the year, holidays
everything.
They're always working.
That's right.
All right. So when you have a scenario like that, you got to try to find time to do things. And you can take something as simple as the AP process and capturing invoices, not having to have your team literally hand key all these invoices in, or literally manually taking them around, waiting for people to sign off on them. So then somebody can type it in, you know, peck away at the keyboard, type it into M3, and then cut a check and send it out. We take all that away for you. You're able to not have to deal with the invoice processing piece. And then as far as the payments are concerned, you're able to select the payments that you want to make. One button click, out the door they go. You start to stack on that all that time, you know, it starts to really add up. If it took you, you know, let's just say it takes you 2 minutes for every single check, and you're doing 1,000 a month, that's 2,000 minutes that you have invested in literally printing, stuffing, signing, and mailing a check out the door. So you could take all that time back and do something else with it.
You know, John, I would say what I've noticed is a lot of time is taken in just making sure things are accurate. So tell me how automation, you know, helps us there, because I think that's got to be the biggest time savings of all.
Human error is one that we really try to solve for a lot. And if you're having to deal with a lot of human error in your business, now, you like, let's say that 2,000 minutes, well, that didn't factor in, we made a mistake.
The mistakes.
And then we've got to figure out the mistake. And then we've got to go back and uncover what the mistake was. And then we've got to fix the mistake and then rectify it.
That's right.
So where the capturing of invoices, you know, all this stuff's become super automated, way more detailed in the information you capture and the accuracy rate at which it gets captured. And then when we facilitate the payment, we're literally just taking the information that's inside of M3 and we're using that to make the payment. So there's not an opportunity for the information to get wrong,
right?
Because you're not transposing it onto something. You're not having
you're
know,
not writing.
You're not
all
pulling
the stuff,
it from one and putting it somewhere else.
That's
you don't have the opportunity for not to poke fun at people, but for somebody to mess it up.
Make a mistake.
Right.
So, John, it's been really cool learning a lot about payments. I've learned so much through this conversation. One of these areas that's really near and dear to my heart is integration. Mm-hmm. You know, integration of software across companies and all. And you guys have that vast network, right? Mm-hmm. So tell me about the role of integration in minimizing our hotel operations and not allowing any bottlenecks to occur.
So the integration is one of the cooler pieces about this. When you're able to take our product and you're able to integrate it and literally build it into M3, so it's one seamless experience, that changes a lot of things for the hotelier, the customer that's using the product, because now it's all in there. It's one experience. They're not having to have multiple steps involved where maybe they have a situation where they're going to have to export information from M3 and send it to another system, mm-hmm. and then be in that system and having to process the payments. All that stuff happens from M3. So they're able to select the payments and then bang, hit the button, and then out the door it goes. So that just simplifies, makes things easier. If you're training a new person coming on, it's already in M3. Like,
that's right.
You just, here's the process. Here's what you do. And then you select the page you want to make, hit send to AvidPay.
That's right.
Done. You're not having, wait a second, let's go ahead and export this thing. Let's send it over to another system. By the way, you're going to have to log into that too.
That's right. Then
you're going to have to, you know, import it, log it, whatever you got to do to get those payments out the door. And then you got to go back in that other system and track it all.
Right.
So you're going to have everything inside of M3.
But you know, another area that's super important, because in payments, we've got huge volumes, right? Scale is absolutely critical, right? And that's something that both of our companies pride in, is how we're able to handle these volumes and the amount of monies that flow between our companies. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how AvidXchange is able to manage the scale of transactions that we have?
So Avid manages a lot of payments. So we are built for scale. We're built for the scenario of, like, earlier example of being able to process those 1,000 payments and take that 2,000 minutes back for yourself. Mm-hmm. So we can handle any amount of payments that you have. So if you're processing 100 payments a month, you're processing 40,000 payments a month, 100,000 payments a month, the same process is the same. So it gives you the opportunity to not have to create new process in order to facilitate large amounts of payments. Mm-hmm. And then the way that the product's set up and how we're able to deduct funds from the different bank accounts makes it seamless in being able to pull those funds and then us distribute those out. But then we have that large network on the back end, all those people that help support it, that monitor, manage, and maintain the network and make sure those payments are going through. That's really the big engine behind it, because you have an actual person that can step in if something gets a little out of whack. You know, if the last thing you want to have happen is to go through this whole process and send a payment out the door and it just goes into some abyss somewhere that no one ever gets it. And you don't know that it happened, but that's a bad scenario that could happen.
That's right.
And because then you don't have any visibility as to what happened to it. So that's why we're tracking them all. And we're making sure that, if this thing doesn't clear, we're calling, we're finding out what's going on. And we're reaching back out to you to make sure that everything is squared away. The engine behind the payments is so large and so vast that we can handle any amount of payments that want to roll through. I mean, we process, golly, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of like nearly $300
billion
in payments a year. So it's a lot. And if you go back to that paper-based process, let's say you want to bring on, you bought another portfolio of hotels that you want to, you now
happens
manage
all
and run.
The time.
This is their business.
Exactly.
And you now have another whole group of hotels. Well, you're going to have to hire more back office staff in order to just do nothing other than facilitate the invoices and the payments out the door. And this gives you an opportunity to not have to do that.
So, John, it sounds like, you know, we've got the ideal combination of this engine, this engineered, fully integrated engine that brings on, you know, the ability to scale. Mm-hmm. 300 billion, that's a huge number. And then you also have the humans, right, that are needed only for the exception base.
Right.
So I think you have the best combination of this, you know, technology plus humans coming together. It sounds like the combination of M3 and Avid, it says bring it on. Right?
Exactly.
High five
Absolutely.
To that. There we go. Okay, John, that was really fun. So I'd like to address our listeners now. If you'd like to learn a lot more about the combination of M3 and this unique technology with AvidXchange to really streamline end-to-end your entire hotel operations, just go to our website, m3as.com. Until next time, hoteliers.
This recording is copyrighted by M3 LLC. Any use or redistribution without M3's express consent is strictly prohibited.